third parak discusses the halachas now of Kriyas HaTorah, following on the halachas of Mikra Megillah that we had previously. But we're going to start out with three mishnayos to talk about halachas as it relates to a shul. So the first Mishnah Aleph, focuses on the concept of Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'im, or reading that we can go up, we have to go up in Kedusha, we cannot go down in Kedusha. In other words, when we have an item of Kedusha, if it gets sold, when it's permitted to sell, which is not only always permitted, for example, if we have a shul in a large city, we can never sell it. It is used by the oilam, it's owned by the oilam, but when we're talking about selling of a shul, we're talking about a more local shul of a smaller town that it's used only locally, and it goes through the special process of sale. In such a situation, you can only go up when you monetize an asset of Kedusha. You can only buy something of higher Kedusha, not lower. That's Ma'alin B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridin. So the Mishnah says as follows, B'nei Ayir, if we have the board of trustees of the city, in other words, the Sheva Tovei Ayir, the seven people who are elected to make these decisions on behalf of the city, and they sold Shemachru Chova Shel Ayir, they sold the town square, which was used for certain things of Kedusha. For example, they occasionally had davening in the town square on a fast day. So with the money that was generated from the sale of that town square, Lochim Bedama Beis HaKnesset, you can only go up in Kedusha, so you can buy a shul which is on a higher level. If they sold the Beis HaKnesset, Lochim Teva, they can buy the Aron Kodesh. If they sold the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, Lochim Itpachos, you can buy the wraps on the Sefer Torah, which is on a higher level than the Aron Kodesh, because they actually touched the Sefer Torah, Mitpachos. If they decided to sell the wraps of the Sefer Torah, Lochim Sfarim, two explanations, what are Sfarim? Either rolls, scrolls of Nevim Uksuvim, or it means separate Chumashim on a scroll, not a full Sefer Torah that was sewn together, but a Bereshis, a Shmos, that would be Sfarim. Sfarim, if they sold the Sfarim, Lochim Torah, the only way you can go up to that is to buy a Sefer Torah. Aval, you cannot go down in reverse. Imachru Torah, if they decided to sell the Sefer Torah, Likhu Sfarim, with that money, you are not permitted to buy something on a lower level like the Nevim Uksuvim. If they sold the Sfarim, Nevim Uksuvim, Loichu Mitpachot, you can't buy wraps for the Sefer Torah, Mitpachot, Loichu Teva, if they sold the wraps of the Sefer Torah, don't buy the Aron Kodesh. They sold the Teva, Lo the Aron Kodesh, Loichu Beis HaKnesses, don't buy a shul with that, Beis HaKnesses. If they sold the shul, Loichu Etzarechov, don't buy the town square. V'chein b'mosrein, the same applies if they had money and they used it to buy something of more value, but they had a little bit money left over. That leftover money, in addition, also can only go up when it cannot buy something on a lower level of Kedusha. In a similar vein, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, Ein mochrin es shel rabim liyachid. If you have a shul that is used by the rabim, you cannot sell it to an individual who is going to use it for his own prayer. Because you're going down in Kedusha, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, before it was used Barava Majus Melech, it was used by more people, and now the shul would be used by one person. That is a Yerida going down in the Kedusha. Amru lo, Chachamim disagree. Im Kain, if you want to be concerned about that you're going down and being used by fewer people, going from a Rabim to the Yachid, Af lo mi'ir gedola le'mi'ir katana, you can't even go from a larger community and shall your shul to have a lower membership, because that also is going down in Kedusha. In other words, Chachamim is saying we're not going to be concerned about that. Mishnah Beis, Ein Moch, you cannot, we're going to have three opinions now, selling of a shul, we're not talking about a public shul, we're talking about a local shul of a far small place, and it was in agreement that the Sheva Tovei Ha'ir decided to sell it. So the first opinion is that you can't sell it unless you sell it on condition she'im yirtzu yachziru, that you have a buyback clause, that if the sellers want to buy it back, they can buy it back. It shows that they're only selling because they need to, but not that they want to sell a Beis HaKnesses, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Second opinion, Chachamim Omrim, you can sell it even without that buyback clause. Mochin Asamim Karolam, you can sell it forever. You don't have to retain the right to buy it back. However, when you sell it, you cannot sell it if for a use that will be disgraceful to the shul. So even though when you sell a shul, it loses its kedusha, but it doesn't mean you can sell it to someone who's going to disgrace it. Chutz Ma'arba Dvarim, there are four things that you have to make a condition that they can't use it for the following four. Lel Merchatz is a bathhouse. The Bursaki, a tannery. Latvila, Mikvu lebeis hamayim, it's a bathroom or a laundromat. For all those would be disgraceful, even though the shul does no longer has the kedusha after being sold. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mochrin also l'shem chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view you can even sell it if the use is going to be of those four things. However, how you have to sell it is you have to sell it on the condition it will be used as a chatzar. So, in other words, a courtyard has to be something carved. You have to make the condition that it will be used not in a disgraceful way. But halokeach mashi yirtze yase, and whatever the lokeach, the purchaser wants to do, he can do. But you just have to make the condition use it for a chatzar. You don't have to get into the details of not using, excluding those four things. That's not the seller's business. And the lokeach, the purchaser, can use it for what he wants, even those four disgraceful uses. Mishnah Gimel, Vodam Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaKnesha Shecharav, a shul that has been destroyed. In other words, it has gone to disrepair. It still has its kedusha, and we still cannot use that shul in a disrespectful way. Ein mafsidim b'tocho, we don't have hespedim in it. In other words, a hesped for a Talmud Chacham would be okay, but just to have eulogies in a shul would be inappropriate. Ein mafshilin b'socho chavalim, we cannot twist ropes in the shul. It's a great area, it's big, no one's using it, that would still be disgraceful. In porcing the socha mitzudas, we don't set traps there, for example, to catch animals. Again, that would be disgraceful. In shotchim al gago peira, we can't use its roof to dry out our fruits, make dried fruits. Those are all disgraces. Venosim oto kapandri, and also we cannot make it a shortcut. All these halachas apply as well to an active shul, but even an inactive shul, as we see, shenemar, and we learn from the pasuk, vahashimosi es mikdash sheichem, even when our Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and our shuls are a Mikdash Me'ad, or just like the Beis HaMikdash and or very similar to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha they have, even in destruction it is still called a Mikdash Kedusha San. Afke Shehen Shomimim, that they still maintain the Kedusha and that they cannot be used in disgraceful manners even in their destruction. Alu bo asavim, if weeds, if grass starts growing on that place, lo yitlosh, don't pull it out, don't mow the lawn there, don't mow the weeds, because we want people to have anguish when they see this shul that has gone into disrepair, and we want to inspire them to rebuild it. That's what it says, mibnei ma'agmas nefesh, we want people to have agmas nefesh, we want people to have anguish and despair to make them build the Beis HaKnesses back. Mishnah Dalid. Now we're going to get into various halachas as it relates to Kriya Sator, and we're going to start with what relates directly to Megillah and Adar, because that is the main topic of our Masech, the Megillah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, that was at the time in the Beis HaMikdash that they would start collecting the Shkalim. Everyone would donate a machatzis, a shekel, a half a shekel to be used in the public korbana. So that's when we read Korin Parsha Shkalim, we actually read Parsha Shkalim, and even Chalios Besocha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh fell during the week, so Makdimim L'Sha'avra, we would read the Parsha Shkalim in the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, because we want to read that Parsha before Rosh Chodesh, when the obligation to start bringing the Shkalim began. Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and we don't read, we're talking about the special Arba Parshas, the four portions that we read in this time of year during Purim, time of Purim and the time of Pesach. So we have a break, and we read the second of the four Parshas, Bashnia Zachor, that is, Zachor is read the Shabbos prior to Purim, Bashlishi is the third one, is read closer to Pesach. Para Aduma deals with purifying ourselves when we come into contact with dead bodies, because we want to be tahorim when it comes to Pesach in order to bring the Korban Pesach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and we do the reading as well nowadays to remind us the Pesach is coming, the Korban Pesach ideally would be here. And Berevis, and the fourth of the four portions, even closer to Pesach, we read HaChodesh HaZelechem, which has various halachas of Pesach, the Korban Pesach, Ba'yiram, Ba'yimatzah, not having chametz in it, and Bacharmishis, in other words, after we read the fourth of the special portions, and now what we've been doing is replacing the Maftir and the Haftorah for each of those 4 weeks. When it comes to the next week, Chozim the Kishidron, we go back to the normal readings. In other words, we don't change the Maftir and Haftorah. We go back to the normal default readings of the normal Parsha, just like when we read the four Parshas, but even in the Maftir and the Haftorah go back to the norm. Lakol Mafsikin, now we're going to get into discussion of how about if these various things fall on Shabbos, various holidays. So, lakom mafsiking, or even during the week, in depending on which holiday it is, we replace the normal laning. So, Barosh Chodashim, when Rosh Chodesh comes, we replace the maftir and the haftorah, b'chanukah, b'purim, b'tanios, b'mamados, b'yom ha-kippurim. In all of those, we replace some portion of the normal laning. be it the Maftir Haftorah or B'yom Kippur, we replace the entire Sedra, whether it falls during the week or not. But even on Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos, we replace the entire Parsha Shavua to read the special laning of B'yom Kippur. And now we're going to start in the next two Mishnayos talk about the various lanings that we have when we have Chagim. And in fact, a number of these, we have different Minhagim, but we're just going to stick with the text of the Mishnayos. Mishnehei, B'Pesach, what's the Parsha that we read? Korim Parshas Moadus, we read about the Chagim, Shel Toras Konim, that we find it Vayikra Chaf Gimel, Batzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, which is in Dvarim Tet Zayin, Barosh Hashanah, what's the laning? Bachodesh Hashvi, Bachad Lachodesh, which is in Vayikra Chaf Gimel. Continuing B'yom HaKippurim, we read Achrei Mos, in Vayikra Tet Zayin, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkis, Korin b'parshas Moadosha b'toras konim, we read the same laning as we do on the first day of Pesach. U'b'shar kol yom ha'chag, and the rest of Sukkis, each day has its own different type of laning, different laning, but korbanos achad, because all the korbanos each day is different, so we have a special laning for each day. Mishnah Vav, b'chanukah, we read about the nisim and their korbanos that they brought when the mizbeach was brought in the Mishkan. So too, Chanukah is the time where we rededicated the mizbeach after the nisim of Chanukah, so that is appropriate as well. But Purim, that we are discussing Haman and his downfall. He was a descendant of Amalek. We read Vayavo Amalek in Shmos Yud Zayin, Roshei Chodashim and Rosh Chodesh. We read Roshei Chodshechem and Bamibar Chavches, B'ma'amados. We read B'maaseh Bereishis at the beginning of Bereishis, Batanios on fast days. We read the Tochacha and Vayikra, Brachos Uklalos. Actually, our minhag is to read Vayachel, but this is the Mishnah says Vabrachos Vaklalos. And as long as we're talking about Brachos and Klalos, in other words, the Tochacha in the Torah, Ein Mafsikin Beklalos, when it comes to reading any of the Klalos, the Tochacha in the Sefer Torah, we have one person read it straight. Ella echad koretz kula ein mafsikim b'klalos. We don't break it up into two different people, into different kriyas, into two different olim. Rather, one person reads it straight. Basheni uvachamishu b'shabes b'mincha korin kasidron. When it comes to the lanings on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos and Mincha, we read that week's Parsha. In other words, on Monday and Thursday, we read the upcoming week's Parsha, that Shabbos. And then Shabbos afternoon at Mincha, we read the upcoming week's Parsha, Bein Olim Lahem Min HaMecheshbon, and we reread it on the next Shabbos. It's not that we get credit for having read Rishon already, so we start at Sheni. We have to complete the entire Sefer Torah, Zar Minag, every year, reading the entire Parsha each and every Shabbos. In Amar, now we have a pasuk that teaches us that we should be having for each of the Chagim, we should have a specific related Torah reading as it relates to the Chag. Vayidaber Moshe Esbonei Hashem Abnei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Moadim to Klal Yisrael. The drush is as follows. It's an Asmachta, so it's a mitzvah derabanan when it comes to the lanings on the Chagim. Mitzvahs on the mitzvah is Yukorin es Kolechad Ve'echa Bizmano, that we should read each one as it relates. In other words, each of the Chagim, we should have an appropriate Torah portion read on it.